You're listening to SBS News.
In AFL action this weekend, Melbourne slumped to its third consecutive defeat, upset by St Kilda at the MCG on Sunday. Greater Western Sydney and Collingwood both extended their winning streaks, while North Melbourne failed to beat a resurgent Essendon. And Carlton failed to mark Cade Simpson's 300th AFL game with a win, going down to Port Adelaide. Despite his huge experience in the sport, Simpson admitted to feeling a little nervous.
Usually I don't get nervous before games, but then, I start getting a bit of a knot in the stomach, so, pretty glad it's over. A couple of our young guys took it right up to them, and it was probably 3 or 4 minute patches where they got a hold of us, and that was the ball game.
Richmond remained top courtesy of Thursday night's win against the Sydney Swans. In the NRL this weekend, the Sea Eagles handed the Penrith Panthers their first home defeat of the season. Manly secured just its third win in 12 matches when Trent Hodgkinson dived over in the corner late in the second half. The Sea Eagles captain is Daly Cherry Evans, who couldn't hide his delight after a long losing run.
Mate, that's a special one, that one. We've had a few dry spells during the year, and this is a good win off the back of, I think it was 5 in a row, so this is a great win, mate.
In Super Rugby, the unusual venue of Fiji's capital, Suva, hosted a match. The Chiefs blew away the Highlanders with a 7-try blitz in the first half alone. Although the Highlanders responded in the second half, the Chiefs ran out comfortable winners 45-22. Wimbledon begins on Monday evening, with Rafael Nadal looking to win a third title at the famous grass court venue in London. His first victory 10 years ago against Roger Federer was hailed as the best tennis final ever by many experts. And although the Spaniard is coming off an emotional high of winning an 11th singles crown at Roland Garros, Nadal admits the memory of that win remains one of his career highlights.
I always have been very clear that probably is one of the most emotional matches that I played in my career. Everybody knows that for me, one win here was one of my dreams. The personal satisfaction that tournament gave to me is difficult to compare with other things.
For the Romanian world number one Simona Halep, her victory at the French Open ended her wait for a major title. And after winning at Roland Garros, she admitted it takes the pressure off her heading into Wimbledon. But despite that relief, she says the next biggest career goal isn't winning the title at the All England Lawn Tennis Club.
Well, the pressure is off. The dream came true. So I don't stress myself anymore with that Grand Slam thing. It's nice to be in this position. I was dreaming for this. I did it. And now I have already set another goal. I would love to have an Olympic medal. So my focus is on that.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.